Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some hacks for the Pentair IntelliFlow. I'm going to address one of the common issues that it's having right now and a possible fix for that issue, and that is the pump losing sync with an automated system. So I'm going to go over something that may correct this problem, and you can try this and let me know if it works for you. I got this from one of my warranty techs, and I think it may work because he's had some success with it. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So there's a little bit of a current issue with the latest generation of the IntelliFlow VS pump, and that is a communication error that happens where it doesn't sync, or loses the sync, I should say, with the automated system. And there are some workarounds for this. In my local Hayward warranty tech, Vic, has been in the industry for pretty much forever, and he found a workaround that he says works on this problem. And so far, he hasn't had any callbacks after doing this. So he has a few of the new IntelliFlow VS connected to EasyTouch panels. So what he was doing was playing with the settings to figure out if there's something inside the panel communicating to the pump or there's some kind of error there. And what he did is he disabled the freeze protect mode, and he hasn't had anyone call him back saying that the pump has lost communication with the system since disabling the freeze protect mode. Of course, you have the danger of the pump freezing in regions where it needs to turn on to circulate. But I think if this fixes the problem, and I don't think there's a firmware update yet that has fixed this problem. And so by disabling the freeze protect mode at the automated system, seems to have corrected this error with the communication with the new IntelliFlow VS pumps. It's still early to see if this works. You can try it out on your route to see if this actually solves the problem. So to disable the freeze protect on EasyTouch, press menu and scroll down the settings. You're going to go past everything, the heater, circuit names, and then you'll see circuit functions. Then you're going to hit enter or select, and then freeze protect. You'll see the spa. You're going to hit no, and then you're going to scroll down to pool and hit no, and that will disable the freeze protect on the EasyTouch panel. Again, if you missed that, you want to hit menu, then you want to scroll down. You're going to pass schedules. You're going to hit settings, and then you're going to scroll down the settings menu, and then you're going to go to right past circuit names, the circuit functions, and hit select. You're going to see freeze protect, and you're going to see the spa. Hit no, and then for the pool, you want to hit the arrow down. Select it first, hit the arrow down, and hit no. And then you want to hit the menu button again, and that turns the freeze protect off. John from Pool Nation Podcast, J&J Flawless Pools is his company. He has a solution also, and he just unplugs the comm wires and runs it on an open relay as a single speed pump. And I think that's a good solution also. That way the pump's actually going to be running every week without any problems. But I think, you know, this is something that Pentair is definitely going to have to address and fix as soon as possible. And hopefully they will come out with a firmware update that will fix the issue, and maybe they'll have one out sooner than later. But this is not the first time that there's been drive issues with certain VS pumps and with kind of issues of this nature. I remember the first generation of their VS pump, and I had a builder put one in, I guess, 14 years ago, maybe more than that. I can't remember exactly when the first one came on the market. But this had a problem with the, once it loses its prime, let's say the suction cleaner comes out of the pool, or you clean the pump basket and you filled it up with water, but it doesn't catch its prime right away. It would go into the alarm mode and then just not reset all week. And so it would be flashing alarm all week long. And that was an irritating problem, but that was fixed by a firmware update. And of course, fixed by the next generation of the pumps by getting rid of that first generation. But if you still have one of those first generations on your route, a good way to get over this is whenever you clean the pump basket out, go ahead and just put it on manual mode and have that thing prime up on manual mode, and then switch it over once it gets fully primed for a minute or two, and then switch it back over to the auto mode, and it should hold its prime fine at that point. But a lot of times with the first generation of the IntelliFlow pump, whenever you clean the pump basket, you could just never get it primed up again because it would just cut off. But in manual mode on those old pumps, you could prime it up no problem. And that's another problem that some of the IntelliFlow's pumps may have, is that they may be set to prime for 3 minutes, and that may not be enough to catch enough water to get them to prime without going into the alarm mode and turning off. So what I like to do with the older IntelliFlow pumps is to let them prime for 5 to 8 minutes, the maximum priming speed. Some are timed out at 5 minutes, but I go for the maximum priming speed, or actually maximum priming time at the maximum RPM, so that way I know for sure that they're going to catch their prime and not have any problems. So they did have some problems with the earlier versions. Since then, I would say the IntelliFlow pumps are definitely bulletproof. I mean, they run well. They don't have really many issues with their drive. I guess the only failure that you would run into is if a lot of water gets into the controller with the lid open, and you definitely want to keep the top closed on top of the controller. The hinge on there isn't the best, and they would break off really easily or fall off really easily. I wish they made that top more robust, like, you know, the older one wasn't very robust as the new one. But so this would be a problem where the seal there would get water in there, and then it would short out the drive. So the newer ones, of course, they're more robust now, and they probably don't have that issue. But one of the main issues you would have with the older IntelliFlows was if that control pad got wet, the seal wasn't that great, and it would short it out. So as long as the covers close all the time, you won't have that problem necessarily with the older ones. I guess it would be important to note that the StayRite IntelliPro is basically a Pentair IntelliFlow pump, just with the black color and with the StayRite branding on it. All the components are pretty much exactly the same except for the color. And so if you have a StayRite IntelliPro pump, you're going to have the same programming and the same functions as the IntelliFlow pump. That's just their sister brand, the StayRite brand. And I did mention the fact that the first generation of the pumps weren't the greatest. That model's been discontinued. I believe that was the 011018 model. Then it was replaced by the 011028 model. And then they discontinued some other ones have been discontinued. Their latest version, or the newest version, is the 011056, and I believe the 011055. Prior to that, the IntelliFlow VST has been discontinued, and you're going to find the IntelliFlow VSF. And the VSF basically will maintain the flow or gallons per minute. It's automatically going to set the speed to maintain the flow that you have it set for. So it's more intelligent, I guess, than the previous version. And one thing I would recommend you not getting is, in a residential pool setting, the IntelliFlow VS SVRS. And I would highly recommend not installing an SVRS version in a residential pool, because any fluctuation in the flow is really sensitive. So basically what this does is it is a safety vacuum release system, detects entrapment. So it senses entrapment, and say, like, in a commercial setting, if, you know, God forbid, a child gets stuck on the main drain and the pump loses suction because of that, the SVRS will turn the pump off and then the child can swim up to the surface. This doesn't usually happen anymore because all the drains are anti-vortex. But for any reason, let's say a kid sticks their hand in the skimmer and their hand's in the skimmer pipe, the SVRS system will cut off the pump. Problem is, in a residential setting, this doesn't happen. And a lot of times, if you have the SVRS pump, VS pump, and some installers may put it in there for whatever reason, maybe they're not aware of the difference between that and just the standard IntelliFlow pump. But if you go to pool to spa mode in your automation, it's going to cut off the pump. If for some reason the pump loses prime, the automatic cleaner comes up, the pump's going to cut off. And it's really a frustrating problem to have in a residential setting. It's not necessary to have that pump. All the new pools have the anti-vortex drains. So if you have a new VS pump installed by the builder, just make sure they don't put the SVRS version in a residential pool setting. is unnecessary. For a commercial pool, you're not going from pool to spa mode because the spa is separate under separate equipment. And so the SVRS pump works really well in a commercial pool setting because it's the only pump on the system and the valves aren't being turned. Whereas in a residential system, when you're going from pool to spa mode, more than likely, 100% of the time, the SVRS will cut off because when it loses that, when it senses that there's something obstructing the flow, which is basically just a valve turning from pool to spa mode, it'll kill itself and stop. So it's really irritating. And don't install one of these in your residential pool if you have a spa connected to it, or if you don't want to be resetting your pump every so often because it'll sense entrapment when there's really no entrapment going on. And there may be a slight confusion when you're looking at the control panel of the pump itself and you're familiar with the automated systems. On the automated systems, you have an auto, a service, and a timeout mode. In the timeout mode, an automated panel usually will run the system for 3 hours where you can add chemicals and do whatnot. On the actual VS pump controller, there's a quick clean, a timeout, start, stop, and reset button. So the timeout button is actually the opposite of what you think. When you hit the timeout button, it'll actually stop the pump for a set period of time. So it's actually a timeout button. And then you have the quick clean button, which is probably a more appropriate name for the button. And it should be that on the automated panels also. So the quick clean button will run the pump for the programmed time at the high RPMs. And you can add chemicals, vacuum the pool, and whatnot. So just remember that on the actual standalone IntelliFlow, the quick clean button is actually the timeout button that you would find on the automated panel. And the timeout button on the controller is actually a true timeout button. It'll turn the pump off for a set period of time. And I think this is what happens when one set of engineers is working on the automated system and the other set is working on the pump. And they probably don't cross each other's paths to kind of communicate this thing that would kind of cause confusion out there. And the last thing is the stop-start button. I mentioned the four buttons on the bottom there. Let the customers know that if they do hit that start-stop button, let's say they're using their pool, having a party, they don't want the pump running, they must hit that start-stop button one more time to get the system back into auto mode so it'll run its normal cycle. If they were to hit that stop-start button and leave it off, or if your tech were to empty the pump basket and leave that off, it'll be off all week long. So they have to re-engage the pump by hitting that start-stop button. And that reset button is not a pump reset. Some people may think that hitting that button resets all the settings. That's not the case. That just gets it out of any kind of alarm. If the red light is flashing for an alarm mode, that reset button should get it out of that mode, and you should be able to start the pump again. It happens usually if the pump loses prime. Let's say the water level is low for a period of time, then you would hit that button there to clear the alarm, and hopefully it kicks back into its normal operation mode and starts running again. So that's not an actual reset of the whole pump. It's just a reset of the alarm button. Of course, reading the manual would be helpful. I would download the PDF. It's like 30 pages, and it has good information on all the buttons that you use on the controller there. If you have a standalone Pentair IntelliFlow pump, and you want to set it for to run 24 hours. Now, if you have it connected to automation, the automation will, of course, take over the pump control, and you can just put it in service mode, and that's the 24/7 mode, and there's no need to worry about the pump turning off. But if you have a standalone IntelliFlow VS pump, the only way you can actually run it for 24 hours is to set it with a 1 minute interval in between the time. So for example, if you have a green pool cleanup and you want it to run 24 hours, or if the pool's cloudy, or if you just want to heat the pool for 3 days in a row just to have, you know, let's say you have relatives over and you don't want the pump turning off, you want it to be running continuously so the heater comes on and keeps the pool at 85 degrees. What you can do, or what you have to do, is set the runtime to start at 2 p.m. and turn off at 1:59 p.m. And that you'll have a 1 minute turn off time, and then it's going to start up again. So it's actually 23 hours and 59 minutes. You can use any time of the day, but I think that's an easy one to remember. And then you can run it for 23 hours and 59 minutes. And that's like their 24 hour cycle. There's no way to run the standalone pump 24 hours because of the programming. It makes some sense that they don't have a 24 hour button. It would be logical to have it, but I think that's a lot of integration in the software. So they have that. You can use that as a way of running it for 24 hours. Again, if it's connected to an automated system, it'll supersede the pump controls. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Couldn't find it in my brain. And then you would just use the service mode as your 24-hour mode at that point. if you have an IntelliFlow connected at a EasyTouch or IntelliTouch, and you're going to timeout mode, for some reason in timeout mode, actually the pump takes over control again. And so you have to hit a speed button on the pump to get it to activate in that mode. So a lot of times you may be scratching your head. You'll put in timeout mode, you'll hit the filter button, and then nothing happens. You'll have to hit a speed button on the pump for it to activate and start running at that point. And this is something that I'm not sure exactly why it's set up that way, but it's something that you have to be aware of, that in timeout mode, sometimes if the pump's not running, you have to actually hit a button to get it to activate on the actual controller on the back. If it's running connected to automation, it should say that the panel on back is disabled. You shouldn't be able to hit any buttons to control it at any time while it's running with an automated system. One really nice thing about the IntelliFlow pump is that it uses the same wet end as the WhisperFlow, so it's going to be the same height in most cases in your pool pad. You would just swap it out. If there's unions on your WhisperFlow, it's going to be an easy install for the IntelliFlow because it has the same dimensions. So that's one plus for the IntelliFlow pump. They made it easy to replace an IntelliFlow with that, IntelliFlow, a WhisperFlow with the IntelliFlow. And so it's an easy swap out deal. So if you have a pool customer with an old WhisperFlow pump and they want to get a variable speed pump, putting in an IntelliFlow pump is simple and easy. I think one of the problems they're having with the IntelliFlow pump right now is that it's so popular and it's such a coveted pump by the pool installers is that they have stocking issues. It's out of stock in a lot of places. And like anything else in this day and age, the stocking of a product is a problem for the manufacturers. So if you can find a IntelliPro pump, the StayRite version, I would say install that. It's a black color, so it may not match a tan equipment pad, so be aware of that. But the IntelliPro pump is the same thing as the IntelliFlow pump. It's just a StayRite version. It's got the same kind of bells and whistles on there, and it may be in stock at your supplier where you can't find the IntelliFlow or vice versa. And I have no problem with swapping StayRite equipment with Pentair equipment. It's really good equipment either way you look at it. And definitely something to think about if you can't find the IntelliFlow pump that you're looking for. And I think last, I always like to go over the recommended speed of the pump, RPMs. And I like running two programs with the variable speed pumps, kind of like a two-speed pump on steroids. I don't really like two-speed pumps because the low speed is just not moving the water at all. But I do like running just two speeds on a variable speed pump. And so for most pools, I'll run the low speed at 1800 RPMs. And I'll let that go as long as I can because that's only using about 130 watts, I guess, or something like that. It's using very low wattage. And it, depending on the pool size, you want to run that program for 10 to 14 hours, 8, 10, 14 hours, depending on your pool size. And then I just like a speed of 2800 RPMs as the second high speed or medium speed, I guess you would say. And I would run that for 6 to 8 hours. And you would adjust this, of course, accordingly to the pool size, how the water quality looks. And you can boost up that second speed if you want to, you know, 3000 RPMs if you need to have a little more speed. I never go over 3100 RPMs because then why do you have a variable speed pump if you're going to run it near the full speed of 3450? So 2800 RPMs is my go-to second speed. And I feel that running at two speeds limits confusion for the client because they kind of know that, okay, it's going to run at a low speed for this amount of time. I can't even hear it running. And it's going to run at a higher speed to kind of get the water circulating and get the surface clean at this speed at this time. I had a customer that had eight speeds in their pump. It was an EasyTouch system. And I was like scratching my head when I would go there at different times, it would be running at different speeds. And I realized that he was just programming in the speeds and they were overlapping each other in some cases, but there's no need for more than two speeds, I think, in a variable speed pump. If you do need a higher speed for whatever reason, maybe a water feature or something, you can, of course, boost it up. But in most cases, running it at 1800 RPMs on a low speed and then 2800 RPMs on a medium to high speed is all you're going to need to circulate that water. And again, it eliminates the confusion for the client of like what speed the pump's running at when it's coming on. And I always let the customer know the schedule of the pump so that they know when it comes on. And I also don't like when the customer messes with the program times and run speeds. A lot of customers will think that since it's running 20 hours a day, they're going to be using a lot more electricity. So explain to them that, you know, even that 20-hour program is going to use about 2 hours of energy of what they would have in a single speed pump. And just educate them. You don't want them messing with it and lowering down the runtime because they're worried about all the energy use. It's going to really mess up the water quality. And I had a customer where I was constantly battling him with the runtime. I would be resetting it all the time and he would be resetting it. And finally, I just had to sit down with him and explain to him why it runs this way, why it has this runtime. And he finally got it and left the programming alone. But it takes sometimes you lecturing the client, I should say, so to speak, to get them to understand that the variable speed pumps run differently than the standard speed pump. And with two runtimes, I think it simplifies everything for everyone. And I guess the last thing I should mention is that if you're not having any problem with the pump priming, I would lower down the priming speed. So on most of the VS pumps on my route, I'll lower the priming speed down to 2800 RPMs. And that way, when the pool pump primes up for that 3 to 5 minute period, and by the way, you probably don't need more than 3 minutes in most cases. I have mine set for 2 minutes and I have it set for 2800 RPMs. And it makes it really quiet when it comes on and starts up. And there's really no need for it to be priming at 3450 RPMs. Unless you're having some issues with the pool and you need it to prime at that speed for a longer period of time, I would say lower down the priming speed to 2800 RPMs, 2800 RPMs, and lower the priming time down to 2 minutes. And that makes for a quieter startup, especially if it starts in the morning, like at 8 a.m. and then it goes to low speed. It kind of defeats the purpose of having a quiet pump when it's like at 8 in the morning, waking everyone up, and then it drops down to like a So for me, I just like having it set at a lower priming speed. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I record, you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, on the podcast icon. You can click on that. That'll take you to a drop-down menu, and then you can see the other podcasts I recorded. If you want to enhance your business, check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.